Welcome to Giants.com, and we're joined by new Giants offensive line coach, Mike Soleri. And, Coach, good to meet you. Good to have you here. Just talk a little bit about your philosophy of what you expect out of your offensive line group.
I think the key thing with the offensive line, looking for fundamentals and techniques and always striving to finish. I believe that's the difference between a good offensive line and a great offensive line in the NFL. A lot of men are talented, but, again, the way they finish, so that's what we're going to be stressing this year.
One of the most successful teams in the National Football League over the last 6 years was some of those 49er teams that you were a part of as a coach there. And when you think about it, it's Frank Gore, and it's a powerful offensive line. Is that sort of what you're envisioning trying to recreate here with the Giants?
Very much so. You know, and again, the offensive line of the San Francisco 49ers did a great job. I was blessed to be able to work with some outstanding young men, and looking forward to working here.
You got some young guys. Eric Flowers is going to be going into his second year. Justin Pugh is a guy who has shown a lot of versatility. And Weston Richburg is now settled in as a center going into his third year in the league. How important is it to sort of shape guys early in their career? And are there more things that you can do to mold them?
I think the key thing is, you know, and Ben's right on top of this, you know, is getting the drills, you know, in the sense of that game-like atmosphere and putting them in different situations where they're functioning as one. That's the key thing. You know, again, you know, last year, like with Eric, you know, learning as a rookie, there's so much to learn. And then the communication is so great, you know, in the NFL. And that's the key thing with the offensive line. They have to work as one. And that's the key thing, is to work those five guys to be able to, you know, work as one.
You know, even from your time in Kansas City when you were with the Chiefs, again, one of the staples is the run game and really sort of that component. People think West Coast offense and they think a lot of throwing. It's really a misnomer, isn't it? Going all the way back to the 49ers under Bill Walsh, where he had tremendous running backs like Roger Craig.
Right. You know, and again, it's a balanced attack, and it's a great offense because his chains are always moving. But again, the run game is so important because it sets up the play action and the run fakes, and those are where you get the big plays.
How important is it to have a quarterback who's a two-time Super Bowl MVP that can kind of help these guys out up front when it comes to calling protection and seeing things that they might not see?
Right, Bob, that's essential. You know, and again, Eli's done such a great job over his career, and then Ben's done a great job in these last 2 years and learning the offense. And again, you know, being able to read in the sense of being able to read coverages and so forth. And when the box is loaded, you know, you're throwing the football, yet, you know, when the box is light, you want to be able to run the football, you know, get the seven-man front.
You've had success in a lot of places that you've been. Who are some of the guys that have really influenced you and helped shape you as a coach?
I've been blessed. You know, the people I've worked for, you know, the head coaches, you know, very unique. I was able to start out in the league with Coach Landry and had a chance to work with Marty Schottenheimer, Dick Vermeil. So I've been very blessed. Probably the position coach that had the greatest influence on me would have been Bob McKittrick, you know, at the San Francisco 49ers. Just a tremendous technician, just his consistency, the way he was every day. He was just so consistent. You know, the players, it's important to the players, where they can look at you and lean on you, you know, see that consistent person, you know, no matter the situation, you know, you're always steady and you always believe in what you teach.
Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. Welcome to the New York Giants.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Mike Soleri, the new offensive line coach for the New York Giants.